And the story of my father is a miracle also. My father used to tell me when I first believed in Jesus that I should not be too fanatic. And he said he does not believe in no religion except money. But when I came to believe in Jesus, I knew exactly that the God that I serve is a true and a living God, much greater than mammon, much greater than whole materialism, because he is true. And so I decided to pray for my father for 20 long years. And he used to tell me, he said, if Jesus can give me $1 million, I would believe in him. My dearly beloved, the God that we serve, not only can give us $1 million, he can give us anything if it is essential and needed, if it is according to our needs. It is not the issue of how much and what they are. The issue is it beneficial for us? If it's not beneficial for us, he would not give it to us. I guarantee that, because he loves us. It's like if your son asks a knife from you and he's little, you're not going to give that child a knife because it's going to harm that child. No matter how much you scream and cry, a long sharp knife is going to do him harm, isn't it? As parents, we know that. Likewise, our Heavenly Father would only provide us things that is beneficial for our needs, not according to our desire many times, because it is not useful for us spiritually. God promised to provide our needs so long as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Jesus says. And automatically, all of these needs that we require would be added on to us. We don't have to worry about it. What we need to worry is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And going back to the story of my father, I prayed for my father 20 long years. And I prayed to God that God open his eyes and overturn his worship of mammon. So 20 years later, while I am in America and he lives in Indonesia, that's where I was originally from, one day the economy in Indonesia collapses. And there was a major devaluation against US dollars. Instead of US dollars against 2,000 rupiah, it became 1 US dollars against 15,000 rupiah. And the problem is this. My father borrowed 1 million US dollars, not rupiah. So he was stuck, unable to even pay the interest alone, which is 25,000 US dollars a month. And his property becomes worthless. At that point of time, my father could not sleep for 3 long weeks and he wanted to die. You see, God is a God of amazement and he is a God of love. And he's a God who will always answer prayers whenever we steadfastly and patiently pray and pray and continue to pray. It will be answered, my dear, because Jesus says so. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. And knock, and it shall be open unto you. So one day after that incident, my father couldn't sleep for 3 weeks. He was going to die, he said. So I had a call one day into my office. And he told me of his problem. The time is up that my father should be safe. And God orchestrated in such a way that my father called me. And he told me the truth. You see, my father is a very straightforward person, just like myself, and probably like my father. And so he said, "Daughter, I am going to die soon because I cannot sleep for 3 weeks. The problems that I have is too great. I am not able to pay the bank money because of the major devaluations. My father is so stressful, just like this king. Unable to sleep, the king was not able to sleep for a night, my father for 3 weeks. At that point of time, I told my father, "Dad, there is a heavenly father that loves you, do you know? Would you like to know about him?" Before, my father was a man of pride. when you talk about Jesus, he'll just tell you you're fanatics. But now, God has permitted circumstances, a difficult one, to come into his life to push him down into a position of absolute humility. You see, in life, many times God allows difficulties to come through our life simply because God loves us so much that he would like us back into his arms. At this point of time, my father said, "Would you tell me what your faith is all about, what the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about?" And as I began to expound to my father about Jesus, how he died on the cross in order to save us and pay all of our sin debt in full. And if we just simply believe in him, he will send the Holy Spirit into our hearts and into our life. At this point of time, my father said, "I felt so peaceful in my heart. I'm experiencing the divine peace. So good and so peaceful. Would you let me sleep?" So I told my dad, I said, "Yes, go ahead and sleep." He said, "I have not slept for 3 long weeks simply because I am so stressed." My dearly beloved, this is a true story of my father. Ever since then, he believed in Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. My friend, if you're going through a scenario like this, turn to Jesus. If you're praying for someone, perhaps your daughter, your son, perhaps it could be your mother, it could be somebody close to you, your friend, do not give up, because God has his own timing. Meanwhile, God also stretch our faith to continue praying and praying and praying until the time is up and prayers will be answered accordingly.